our first COVID-19 fatality, and now new information released about areas which have the most positive cases. That's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beats reporter Eleni Gill on the line today. Good morning.
Aloha, how are you?
Oh gosh, you know, when I looked at that map, I'm thinking, oh, I live kind of in that zone where you've got the most cases.
Yeah, this is something that we've been asking the Hawaii Department of Health for some time now. And earlier this week, they released new data on their website, and it shows a map island by island of where the most COVID-19 cases have been confirmed. But by zip code tracked areas, which is actually used by the census. So what these maps are showing is, in general, sort of they broadly indicate where patients who have been confirmed to have the coronavirus live, but not necessarily where they might have picked it up.
Right. And you know, you can pick it up traveling or, you know, at work. So, yeah, we don't have that breakdown.
Yeah, it's according to the data that we do have from DOH, at least half of Hawaii's cases are travel related. The DOH has only classified about 8 cases as community transmitted, and that's data as of Tuesday. We're due to get the latest count today at noon in about half an hour. But Director Bruce Anderson said yesterday that the 8 cases that have been classified as community transmitted cases, they're not all from the same census tract. But when you look at the maps, they do, clearly Oahu has had the largest number of cases. And you see what's interesting is that the certain areas do seem to have a higher range of COVID cases. So when you look at Oahu, for example, the Wailea-Kahala census tract zip code area, and then the Kailua and even the Marine Corps base in Kaneohe, that seems to be the hotspot in terms of the residences of patients who've been confirmed to have the coronavirus here in Hawaii.
It is a good map to have just because, you know, I'm just starting to reassess, okay, well, what's my footprint? You know, where do I go? You know, the drugstore, the grocery store. And, you know, if there are more cases in my neighborhood, you know, it makes me want to take extra precautions.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout out to technologist Ryan Ozawa. He took the images provided by DOH and laid a Google Maps over it to give it a little bit more detail. The DOH says that it will publish these and update these maps weekly. So every Monday, we're expecting to see an update on this visual to sort of track how COVID-19 might be spreading in the islands. But Lanai and Molokai still have not had any cases yet, so that's good.
Yeah, and we did have our first fatality, our first death linked to COVID. And so that's very sad, but we knew the day, you know, was going to come.
Yeah, you know, earlier this month there had been inaccurate reporting of the first death, so we kind of went through that again yesterday on Tuesday when they announced the first official COVID-19 related death, although Director Bruce Anderson said that, you know, it's not exactly clear what the exact cause of death was, but this elderly Oahu man did have a positive COVID-19 exposure, so they'll continue to investigate. Their condolences to that family. Looking at the number of tests, though, I think that have been conducted statewide, we are at about 9,000 to date, and today we'll get the most recent numbers. But of the more than 9,000 tests conducted, we've had 224 cases to date.
Yeah, and I noticed that it was mostly the private sector, the private labs that are doing most of the testing. The numbers for the Department of Health lab, still pretty small.
Right, yes, and DOH has started to say that its state laboratories division is acting more as a reference lab to verify those results. A lot of patients were facing long delays in getting their COVID-19 diagnosis or test results, and that was in part because our private laboratories here had to rely on their sister laboratories on the mainland to get, you know, ship the specimens off to the mainland and then have the results communicated back. But now health department officials are saying that the private labs here do have the in-state ability to to get those test results here on island, and so folks should be seeing, if they are tested from here on out, they should be seeing the results much sooner. Officials say about 48 hours now.
Right, and
so
then your
around should be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your story also mentions the community surveillance, a new kind of online survey that is reaching out to the community just to kind of help identify potential exposure.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. Yesterday, the very first COVID positive result came from that randomized sentinel surveillance testing that they've been doing. They've conducted about 380 samples where they're taking specimens that were negative for the flu. So these are folks who had flu-like or COVID-like symptoms, but they ruled out influenza. And the state has been randomly pooling them, and one out of about 380 have tested positive now. So we'll need to pay close attention to that because they are, you know, sampled across the islands, and it would theoretically be a sign of community transmission. Although Director Anderson said yesterday, we do not yet have widespread community transmission. Of course, that is what they have documented so far in terms of the tests that we have actually administered.
Right. Well, thank you so much for that story, Eleni.
Thank you.
That was reporter Eleni Gill with today's Reality Check. To read her stories on this health crisis, visit civilbeat.org.